4 o'clock hour on a holiday weekend, but we'll keep you company till six. I can't imagine many people are working right now. There's probably a lot of people actually driving home from work right now. Monday, well, I'll give you Road to a Repeat. I'll let you know where we're going to be on Monday. Road to a Repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So Panthers play tomorrow. That's their first home game, game three in the series. They lead the series 2-0, two dominant victories over the Carolina Hurricanes. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. in Sunrise, right across from Sawgrass Mills Mall. Florida Panthers, Carolina Hurricanes, game three, 8 p.m. puck drop. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. But then Monday is game four. And we will do the show live at the Amerant Bank Arena on Monday, even though it's Memorial Day, because that is game four. If things go well tomorrow night, that'll be a closeout game on Monday. So we will be there on Monday. And that, again, also 8 p.m. puck drop and can be heard on 560 WQAM. But I was saying it's a holiday weekend, and we know a lot of people are probably in their cars right now or maybe on the road right now. It's a big travel weekend, so hopefully you're driving safely, and we appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time that we can entertain you. And we are here till 6 o'clock. We do have one more pair of Marlins tickets to give away this week. Let us begin, though, the 4 o'clock hour with headlines. And Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
You have any Memorial Day weekend plans, Hawk? Any barbecuing? Any grilling going on?
There's too much going on. Yeah. We got tomorrow, the two graduation parties.
That's right.
So we'll be going to those tomorrow night, and obviously going to watch the Panthers game at the respective locations. Sunday, the Ticket Wizard and his wife are going to be up in Boca. And so we're having a little lunch and a stroll with the Ticket Wizard and Mrs. Wizard.
Nice.
And then Monday, it was going to be a holiday weekend, but Monday we're going to be working. We're going to be doing the show because, you know, kind of the way that we, for a long time with the Heat, didn't book anything till the end of June. We're kind of in that situation with the Florida Panthers. Who was it that was telling us there's no end in sight also with this Panthers success because most of the key people are under contract?
Yeah, it was GR.
George Richards. Nobody calls him GR.
Right.
Raining hard here in Boca, by the way.
Is it? I cleared up.
I just got a severe thunderstorm warning alert on my phone.
Ooh. Well, if you're out there, I hope you have a good weekend. Hawk, I hope you have a good weekend as well. Eat a lot so that you look like DJ Khaled running next to Ashton Hall.
Oh, looks so good, man. God bless Khaled.
That's good, right? That was a nice little video that they did together.
Somebody captioned that LeBron and Luka working out in the offseason.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans for the Memorial Day weekend?
No, I have no plans. I'm just counting the days till my big birthday celebration at Lone Depot Park.
Oh, I want to get into that. Let me check SeatGeek.
I'm playing pickleball tonight. I'm playing pickleball tomorrow.
Wow.
And then Sunday, you know, they have these new things, these like garden festivals. And my fiance heard Lee Sterling talking to me about these like this market at Pinecrest Gardens. Mm. And now she's like, oh, we got to go because we got to get acai bowls. Because Lee Sterling, you were off one day. He talked up this whole big thing about these acai bowls at like the Pinecrest Garden market on Sunday morning. So that's my Sunday morning. That's it. That's all I got planned for this weekend.
Jimmy, big plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Tomorrow I have a communion for my nephew.
Oh, very nice.
And on Sunday I'm going to the beach with my friends.
All right.
What beach?
What beach are you going to? The nude one in Hallandale? Mm-hmm.
I do not know.
Yeah.
But we do plan on going to the beach.
Let it wave. You know, for Memorial Day.
Exactly.
We had a meeting today, speaking of things that are coming up, not Solana's birthday. We had a meeting today with FIFA and MLS in a roundabout way, but this World Club Cup or Club World Cup?
Club World Cup.
So the Club World Cup starts soon here.
June 14th.
The World Cup, which everyone I think is aware of, is in 26.
Yeah.
But the Club World Cup, which has been around for a while, but as you guys were explaining to me, this is a new iteration of it. This is a bigger and better version. And Inter Miami is actually in the Club World Cup.
Yeah.
They earned their way in. But that starts in a couple of weeks, I guess, at Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, they're playing the and Witty had broke it down for us on Monday whenever he was on, but they play Al Ahly, which is one of the biggest teams in Europe outside of like the major leagues, Bundesliga, the PL, as you'd call it, the Premier League, La Liga, which is in Spain, Serie A, and June 14th at Hard Rock Stadium. I'm expecting, what, 63,000 fit?
I mean, this is a huge deal, right?
At the Rock? Oh, yeah, yeah, that stadium's going to be slammed. Because people are going to come from all over the world, not just to watch Inter Miami, but there's a lot of teams from South America and then a lot of teams from Europe, a lot of teams from Asia as well, competing in this tournament.
Yeah, it's going to be a big big deal.
It's a test run for the World Cup, for the International World Cup next year. It's a test run for United States.
But this isn't in the same locations that the World Cup is going to take place in 26. Some flip-flop, but not all.
I don't think all 11 host venues for the Club World Cup are the same as...
Are there any Club World Cup in Mexico or Canada?
No, the Club World Cup is strictly in the United States.
So that's strictly U.S. Okay.
Yeah. Nah, it's a big deal.
This is going to be, really, for the next couple of years. I mean, this is kind of like the hub of soccer, North America, at least.
Well, FIFA moved their headquarters to Miami.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been in Miami for the past, I'd like to say this entire calendar year of 2025, but maybe even before that, they moved their U.S. headquarters to the city of Miami because of the hub that we are in terms of an international bouncing pad to other places.
So you can get Club World Cup tickets now, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I'm sure you can buy them now. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you
can. I'm going to one of those. I'm going to go to one of those. When did you say it starts?
June 14th is the first match. Inter Miami versus Al Ahly. I think their group is FC Porto from Portugal and Palmeiras, which is one of the better Brazilian teams. They got a good group. But, bro, like Real Madrid is playing. Manchester City is in this as well. I think they said today Bayern Munich is in it as well. Like, I mean, these are the heavy hitters. And the idea here, Hawk, is that there's incentive for these mega clubs, Atletico Madrid, PSG, Inter Milan, not Inter Miami, to actually play their real talented roster because there's money on the line. There's real incentive to go out and win this tournament. Take it seriously, in other words. Because, you know, they do the Real Madrid and Barcelona come to the
state. It's not a friendly tour.
Right,
it's not. This is, they were saying to us, too, that there are teams that haven't, you know, raised any hardware in the last year, and they're held to a high standard by their home crowd, and this is something that you'd like to win.
Yeah.
You can go to FIFA.com to buy tickets. I'm looking at it right now. So there's games or fixtures at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Where's that, Georgia? Atlanta?
Yes, that's where the Atlanta Falcons play. It's a dome.
And Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte.
Yes.
And TQL Stadium. Do you know where that is?
TQL Stadium, no.
Cincinnati.
Ah, that used to be
Paco Stadium. Oh, and the Rose Bowl. the Rose Bowl. You know where that is?
Alaska.
Yeah.
Pasadena.
And, of course, Hard Rock Stadium. Thank you, Jimmy. Geodis Park. Nashville.
No, no idea.
MetLife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your favorite, Camping World Stadium.
Oh, Camping World Stadium.
Anyway, this is some gigantic tournament.
Nah, man.
It starts in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I just think because we're in Miami, Hawk, no joke, like the idea that FIFA has their headquarters here, there's going to be a lot of really cool stuff over the next this summer and next summer leading up to the World Cup.
Sure.
You guys and a lot of the listeners get on me for loving soccer so much and being such a soccer dweeb and trying to inject soccer into this show. But I guarantee you, the more and more we kind of like ingratiate ourselves into the World Cup for this summer and next summer, like people are going to realize why soccer is so beloved around the world. I genuinely believe that.
I think I saw in the meeting today that Kaká is going to be here.
Oh, you saw that, Kaká? You're a big fan of Kaká?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love Kaká?
Kaká.
You too.
The Florida Panthers have made the Carolina Hurricanes look like Kaká over the last couple games. What about the Carolina Squalls?
I mean, got a little squall coming through Boca right now, but sure.
Cats have 8 players with at least 10 points throughout 14.
Is there any chance, by the way, just to go back to this Club World Cup, is there any chance that Inter Miami could win that, or they are just way outclassed, even with Messi and Suarez and?
I don't think they stand a chance. I don't think they're going to get out of their group. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think they get out of their group. I don't think
betting on this, you think?
Oh, bro, for sure.
Like on the Hard Rock app? Sometimes Florida's really weird about this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be on the Hard Rock app. I imagine it will, Hawk. This is a major tournament. You might be able to bet on it already. Let's see.
You got soccer.
Mm-hmm. You can.
On the Hard Rock app?
Yep.
You see Club World Cup?
I see Club World Cup.
Where?
Just go to all leagues and go to soccer and it said view all. And you just go to like international. Huh. International clubs and you'll see Club World Cup.
Nope, I don't see it.
Yeah, it's there. International clubs, Club World Cup. You can bet on the first game. So Inter Miami's a heavy favorite over Al Ahly, the Egyptian club, -115 on the money line.
No one can find this.
Okay. Let's see. Features to win. To reach the final, Real Madrid is the favorite at +185. Manchester City, the defending FIFA Club World Cup champs, +275, PSG, +300, Bayern Munich, +300, Inter Miami to reach the finals at +2,500.
Take a little flyer?
Yeah, I don't think they stand a chance.
All right.
I personally, I could be totally wrong, Hawk. I mean, but these are legit teams genuinely trying to compete on this world stage, and yeah, I don't see it.
I see. I see World Cup 2026. Oh, Club World Cup. I finally found it. All right.
There you go.
So the groups, Inter Miami is with FC Porto.
Yes, Portugal. From Portugal.
And then Southeast Palmeiro, Rafael Palmeiro. Al-Hala.
Nope.
And Inter Miami, of course.
Oh, okay. You nailed that one. Now, there's Auckland City's in Group C. You've got teams literally from everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Game three, by the way, between the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Thunderstorms tomorrow, 8 p.m. in Sunrise. 8 p.m.
Auckland City, by the way, plus 50,000 to win the Club World Cup.
Take a flyer on then.
I mean, who doesn't love New Zealand?
Oh, that's what I wanted to bring up to you. So I'm watching yesterday commercial for Outback Steakhouse. And this is during the Panthers game, I think. And they have some new, man, I wish I would have saved this, but they have some new, like, deal, some new deal to entice people to come. And it's like 3-course Australian deal. And it's like the Bloomin' Onion, a steak with like a mashed potato.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dessert that comes with this 3-course meal is an American slice of American cheesecake.
Mm.
But it's like New York cheesecake, excuse me. It's titled New York cheesecake. And like why title it New York cheesecake? Just put Australian cheesecake. Even if it
right.
is a New
York. What are you doing there? Australia, are they known for any kind of dessert?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but
Vegemite.
But Hawk, even if it is a New York cheesecake, if they put American Australian cheesecake, would anybody know? Really? Would
no.
anybody know?
Are you sure that it's like New York
bro,
cheesecake?
I'm looking at it right now. They have it pinned on their Instagram.
Yeah,
show
it does
right
say
now.
New York style cheesecake.
You're seeing
I see
it, right?
Aussie, yeah. 3-course meal.
Right. So they have the guy Aussie. They come in. The kangaroos are jumping in the background. Oh, you'll never believe what we've got out back. And then they're drinking Foster's. And then at the end, it's like, and an American New York style cheesecake. Well, just title it Auckland Cheesecake. Who cares?
Yeah, that is weird. I'm looking at it right now on their website. Kick things off with a super salad. Course two, choose from a variety of mouth-watering down under entrees. One of them looks like a burger and fries, though. And then it says course three, finish strong with our New York-style cheesecake.
And it looks delicious.
And then it's like, also underneath, get a koala punch.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It looks delicious. Everything
that
looks delicious.
That makes no sense.
But why is your Aussie 3-course meal
right
capped off with a New York-style cheesecake?
It's annoying me in an inordinate fashion
yes,
right now.
I'm getting
viscerally angry
yes,
by this.
Thank you. Because I'm watching the commercial. I had to rewind. I'm like, wait. What's the dessert for the Aussie 3-course meal?
Well, just say cheesecake.
Boom.
Like, don't even call it Australian cheesecake. Cheesecake. And then people will, like me and you, will go, huh, I didn't know cheesecake was an Australian dessert. But you'll just assume that it was.
Or just call it the Aussie cheesecake. Like,
well, whatever
know?
You do, don't call it New York cheesecake.
Right.
It just, very angry by this.
It just bothered me so much because, like, why ruin my experience at Outback feeling like I'm in Australia by giving me a New York-style cheesecake? $14.99 is actually a phenomenal deal, and I happen to love New York-style cheesecake.
I go to Outback just for the New York cheesecake. Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Yeah.
Like somewhere, someone in a meeting had to have raised that issue, no?
Caesar salad looks good, by the way. Looks very good.
Could be Trump. You don't have anything American on the menu, you get tariffed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, we'll put New York cheesecake on there. Now we avoid the tariffs.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Man, must cost a fortune to eat at Outback now. They got all the food coming in from Australia.
Crazy. That tariff the hell out of that place.
Yeah. Kangaroo meat, already expensive as it is, right?
Not certain they have kangaroo meat.
You're telling me those sirloins aren't kangaroo?
Not so certain.
All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows are going to drop into the 70s, but it is hot. And as Hawk just said, in parts of South Florida, you have weather advisories for some thunderstorms. So drive safely if you are out on the road.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Hawk and Crowder.
George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. He tweeted out, for the fourth time in five seasons at the helm of the Florida Panthers, Bill Zito is a finalist for NHL GM of the Year. Despite the team's success, he has yet to win it. This might be the year. I don't know. I know you mentioned this when Will Manns, I think it was Will Manns or Clay was on with us earlier this week. Maybe we're prisoners of the moment, or maybe we're guilty of not knowing enough about what goes on with other NHL teams. But I cannot figure out how Bill Zito would not win GM of the Year award. Only because not only are they going, well, have gone to their third straight Eastern Conference Finals and the possibility of going to their second straight Stanley Cup Final. But they made acquisitions and moves to improve a defending Stanley Cup champion team. They were able to, just during the season, get Seth Jones and Brad Marchand, who both have turned out to be excellent in the playoffs. So, unless I'm guilty of just not knowing what's going on with other NHL franchises, which is certainly possible, I do not understand how Bill Zito would not win that award this year.
He got Brad Marchand. He got a move that everybody in the NHL thought was incredible, except for me.
Well, I will tell you this, though. It came at a high cost. First-round pick. Now, again, it's going to be a very late first-round pick, and you didn't know it was going to turn into that. But my point is, he was willing to potentially, and it ends up being that, potentially give up a first-round pick for someone who might be here for a couple months. But guess what? It's paid off. Like, whether he leaves or not after the season, we hope he doesn't. But it's paid off, correct?
I think so.
Yeah.
I also think you take that gamble when you have a chance to go repeat. It's so hard to repeat,
yes,
especially in the NHL. Like, you have this moment, seize this
moment.
You're
in your window. Yeah. You are in your window. Yeah. You know, a lot of times you say about a sports franchise, you go, is their window opening? Is it closing? Are they at the front end of their window? You know the Panthers are currently in the window. They're the defending champions. And so, yeah, if you can make yourself 10% better at the expense of a future draft pick, I do it because I stack them as long as I can in my window, stack them up.
Hawk, are the Panthers right now, as an organization, the best organization in sports, in American sports?
I'd really have to think about it, but I'd be hard-pressed to find one that has made more correct decisions over the last 3, 4, 5 years than the Florida Panthers.
The only one I would think of is the Los Angeles Dodgers, because they just won a World Series title. And
right.
I think they've been to like five consecutive, am I right about this, Jimmy? Five consecutive
the
National League
there,
championship
The difference
series.
There being they have unlimited money, no salary cap.
Agreed, yeah. But I still think, like, if they've been to five straight NLCSs, they've won two World Series titles since 2020. I mean, that's pretty damn successful as well.
You betting anything on the Knicks tonight? Knicks are 6-point favorites hosting Indiana. We know Indiana stole game one.
No, I'm not. I'm not betting the Knicks. I would bet Indiana money line, but I was wrong about that line. I thought it was 6.5 yesterday. I told you that thing is going to go up. Knicks fans are going to bet the hell out of the Knicks to cover. And you said it was still at 6 today, right?
Yeah, Knicks minus six.
Yeah, I was wrong about that.
Jalen Brunson over under. You want to guess tonight?
Brunson 28 and a half.
29 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Cat.
24 and a half.
23 and a half. How about what the Halley?
What the Halley? 29 and a half also.
So what am I missing here? Tyrese Halliburton's over-under tonight is 19 and a half.
Because he averages a double-double. He has the assists.
I mean, it's minus 145 yeah. to go over, so it's a prohibitive favorite, but.
They have a lot of guys who can score, man.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to put up 45. Like the Timberwolves. T-Wolves, if Anthony Edwards isn't dropping 45, you just feel like right. they have no chance. If Brunson doesn't have his 30 piece, you feel like the Knicks have no chance. That team is the Pacers team, like they're sneaky deep. They just have a lot of guys who can score.
Do we have any clarity? I said earlier, I don't think Mervis is playing tonight. Do we have any clarity on that? I
haven't gotten any info from the Marlins just yet.
There is no home run prop for Mervis, so we're in a wait-and-see mode. What do you think about this? Alex Dono, who we love, he fills in for us sometimes when Appel's unable to. One of our top show moments is always Alex Dono. I believe it was during, the Warriors-Raptors?
Yeah, 2019 NBA Finals, yeah. Warriors-Raptors. Dono proclaimed freedom on the air.
It was one of our favorite show moments. Didn't happen on our show, but we love it.
Freedom.
Take down Canada, because it was the Warriors. It was a late night. He was on Ambien, and he was live tweeting. He was sending out videos, and it just became an Ambien disaster, which I love. So he's a big Disney guy. He had tweeted out the other day, what's your favorite ride at Hollywood theme park?
Hollywood Studios, what used to be MGM Studios.
MGM, yeah. He said, what's your favorite ride? I responded, Epcot Center.
Of course.
Which is peak Hawkman, by the way, that response.
I would have blocked you. I saw that.
Yeah, peak Hawkman. But what do you feel about this? Dono has posted a picture of himself at Tower of Terror.
Hmm.
And he tweets, my entire family hates the Tower of Terror, so I always have to ride it by myself. Now, when you're the dad, do you ride the ride yourself if nobody else wants to go on it? Because I've had that in my household. When we would go to Disney or if we're on the Jersey Shore and there's a ride, I like the thrill rides. I like roller coasters and big drops like that. I enjoy that. My son doesn't like it and my wife doesn't like it. So I just don't go on them. What do you think about the dad, Alex Dono? He's in his 40s now, right?
Yeah, 41, 42.
What do you think about the dad who says to the family, the wife and the kids, yeah, I want to go on Tower of Terror, so you guys wait around or go on a merry-go-round or whatever. I'm going on this ride.
Dono, I salute you, compadre.
Really?
I salute you. Because, Hawk, at the end of the day, for millennials, Dono and I, in that same age category, Disney isn't about the kids. It's about us. It really is. It's about us.
You're saying that because you have no kids.
Yeah, well, I can speak for Dono. I feel comfortable speaking for Alex Dono.
I don't
Dono.
Think you can.
For leave the kids at home. If we could, we would. Disney's about us. If Alex Dono wants to ride the best ride at Hollywood Studios, by the way, that or Rock and Roller Coaster.
But you're not there for yourself. In other words, when you're a father, you're no longer there for yourself. You're there for your kids. If
Why?
They don't want to do one of the rides, then you go do what they want to do.
No. Hey, sit down. Wait. I'll be right back. I got to wait 50 minutes to get on this ride that lasts 30 seconds. But you're going to wait the 50 minutes. Because this is we're at a theme park. The point of the theme park is to ride the rides.
Right, but not everybody likes every ride. I think I've told you the story before. When I first started dating Lori, we went. It was our first overnight getaway. It was with another couple, and we went to MGM Studios. Mm-hmm. And my wife does not like big drops, does not like roller coasters. She just doesn't do it and has not done it, you know, in 27 years of marriage. But we were just dating and we saw Tower of Terror. And she's like, what is that? And I said, that's a that's one of those. It's like Back to the Future. I said, it's one of these rides where you think, you know, something's going on.
But simulator. Just, it's a simulator.
It's a simulator. Yeah. And she believed me. And we waited in line. It was probably 45 minutes. And you see that thing, the doors open.
Open, and everybody's yelling.
And people start screaming,
yeah.
And then the big drop comes. I mean, you just have to pay a little bit of attention. And it took about 3 seconds of that ride starting when you when she realized, holy crap, I am on a roller coaster. She was hyperventilating, crying real tears. I mean, weeping.
But I don't understand that because... My fiance does the same thing. Oh, I don't like that ride. But what do you mean you don't like that ride? It's the best ride. Just you'll enjoy it. Just come on the ride. You'll enjoy it. And then they get off the ride and they didn't enjoy it. But I don't understand how you can't enjoy that ride.
Doesn't compute, does it?
It doesn't
compute.
Sense.
But we like the ride, so. But I don't understand Dono. My entire family hates Tower of Terror, so I always have to ride it by myself.
Yeah, I would do the same thing, Hawk.
No.
I'm not kidding. I would do the exact same thing. No. All right, you guys go to Beauty and the Beast. Enjoy this Beauty and the Beast show that's been here
because it's
since
not
2004.
Even fun if your family members or your friends or who are with you don't go on it with you, it's not fun.
How is it not fun? It's still it's the best ride.
I hate a thrill park ride where you're sitting next to a stranger
yeah.
because no one went on the ride with you. That's the most awkward thing in the world. I hate that. And you know yeah. what? Because when we would go to the thrill parks, be me, Lori, David, three of us.
Mm-hmm.
So you go on a roller coaster, someone's got to sit next to a stranger.
And it's always the dad. Yeah.
Always the dad.
Yeah.
Right? And guess who I'm always sitting next to? 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, but you know what? That's
every
on their
time.
Dad.
And
that's
the
on
parents,
their dad.
They don't want to go on the ride because the parents are scared. So now they've got pictures of their daughter and me waving, you know. And so now I've got to be dad guy, and I don't give a bleep, but I've got to play the role. So, like, oh, you nervous? You've been on this ride before? Like, and it's a disaster. So now I can't do it anymore. I can't. Always. It's always an 11-year-old girl. Got braces on, and then when she sits down next to me, then she looks at her parents like she's made the worst mistake of her life.
I do judge the people who go in the single riders line a little bit. Like, oh, you're going to skip me because you're a single rider? Like, oh, okay. All right, why don't you just get in the regular line?
If they're genuinely single riders... Like, a lot of people are doing it to beat the system, but I'm telling you, when you're an odd number in your party, like our family of three, it's always the dad who has to sit alone.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
sometimes you're next to just another dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk to Bill from Oklahoma City.
Family's having a good time? Oh, yeah, you're sure, yeah. Where are you? You had the cheesecake at Outback? Oh, I did. International Drive, delicious.
I don't think there's a worse conversation to be had than the 30 seconds before and then you can't scream. You can't have too much fun because mm-hmm. it's creepy. There's a stranger behind you. So you're just craning behind you to see how your kids are reacting. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
just a disaster.
Yeah,
that's a disaster. That's the worst thing in life. I've come to the conclusion. That's the worst thing in life.
Are you a game guy in line while you wait for a 45-minute ride? Like, you guys play games?
No.
No? You don't play I Spy while you're in line?
No. I'm on Twitter.
Well, what about pre-Twitter? I mean...
Now I'm on... Well, that was a whole different era. But I didn't have kids. Well, I guess I did.
You did?
I don't know. Now I'm on Twitter and the Hard Rock Bet app.
Takes the whole fun out of it, though. I mean, you're in line... You talk about where you're going next. You kind of map out where you're going after you wait 52 minutes.
I don't like that. I like to walk into things. I'm the guy at Disney World. I think I told you this when we went, you know, a year or two ago. I don't know where anything is in the parks, no matter how many times I've been there. So I get those fast passes. I wake up early because I'm the dad, and I do the fast passes. I am from one end of the park to the next, back to where I was. I have no idea where anything is.
So you're going to get fast passes at Space Mountain, Hawk.
Yeah.
For $250, but then your next fast pass at $345 is going to be Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Oh no, you got to stay in Tomorrowland.
I don't know where anything is.
You got to stay in Tomorrowland.
What's available?
No.
Anywho,
your theme park.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy. Somebody goes, Mark needs a podcast. Yeah, it's this show. What more do you want from me?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
America, take down Canada. Freedom.
Hawk and Crowder.